After this quite complicated first lecture, I think I will present you something which is not so complicated. I just show you the platforms for microgravity research, the one we had in the past, some historical overview, and the one which we have today, on which we can do experiments in microgravity, also in biology. As I told you, previous space station and laboratories, first a historical overview, but it's still interesting to know what we had in the past. The first space station which was in orbit was from the United States. It was Skylab. And as you see, it's already quite a sophisticated space station. Here there is the living where the crew was living, working. It had, of course, solar panels to create power. It had even a shield for micrometeorites, which is very important in space. Then they had an airlock where the astronauts could go through after they have docked with their spaceship. At that time, it was the Apollo, which before has gone to the moon, but it was the same spaceship Apollo launched by a rocket, which then docked to this adapter, and then the crew could go through this airlock. And what Skylab also had was a solar observatory, especially to observe what's going on the sun. And it's quite huge. It's 36 meters long, 27 meters in diameter, and you see here the weight, it was quite heavy. So this Skylab was in orbit from 1973 to 79, so many, many years ago. And this is a picture, Skylab in space. You see here the docking port. The Apollo capsule has left, and the photo has been taken from Apollo. I don't know if it was coming or leaving the station, but you see Apollo is here, not here. There were for three times there was crew on board Spacelab. The first crew was in May to June 1973. And they stayed for 28 days. The second crew was in July to September in the same year. They stayed for 59 days, and the last crew stayed for 84 days in 74. That was, for that time, quite a long time. And these were all U.S. astronauts. You see here, it's quite big. This is an astronaut. He is weightless, but you see he has a lot of space here. When you see pictures later from the International Space Station, it's not so empty. They do not have so that much space. They have performed, in these days I have shown you, more than 90 experiments. Solar studies, first of all, because they had this observatory. Astronomy, space physics. But they also have done some experiments in life sciences, material sciences, manufacturing in space, and there were 25 experiments developed by students. So students had an occasion to fly an experiment on this Skylab. But astronauts not only had to work, they also had to do some exercise. You will hear later in our lectures that when you are in weightlessness, our muscles lose strength because they do not feel the force. And also the bones get weaker. So to prevent this, they had to do exercise on a bicycle, and this each day 90 minutes to give load on their bones. They also could do a shower. I did not see such a shower on space station. I think if they have something, it's quite small, but he is quite happy. In a way, I think this item will close, and there is water and he can do a shower, or they could do a shower.
So this I said, you could pick in the Skylab?
This is in Skylab, yes. They had much more space and room than all in all other following space stations. This was really huge. Another one, he was looking at the teeth of his colleague. He made a dental examination. You see he had a light here. And the position didn't matter. He had not to sit in his chair of a dentist. It just was spinning around more or less. So this is because they are in weightlessness. The position of the body doesn't matter. They can be in all directions. I shortly will go into one of the interesting student experiments. The astronauts had two spiders, so-called Astro Spider, in Skylab, and one was called Arabella. And the student asked, wanted to know if these spiders in microgravity make the same spider web as they do on Earth under 1G conditions. And Arabella was doing quite nice. I had no notice on Anita, the second spider. Maybe she didn't want to do it. But they found out that the pattern of the web in orbit is not really different from the one on Earth. There are some angles which are different. But what was different was the characteristic of the single threads, this one. They were much thinner than on Earth. But also there was a variety in the thickness, but in general they were much thinner. Why that is, I know there was later on another experiment in Space Lab with a spider, but I didn't go into it. But that was a student experiment in 73, many years ago. NASA then wanted to keep Skylab in a way alive. They thought with the shuttle, because also Skylab, when it is in orbit by the Earth, it's always in a way attracted by gravity of Earth, and all of a sudden it could fall down. So the last Apollo, before left Skylab, brought Skylab 10 kilometers higher up in a higher orbit. And there were plans that then the space shuttle, which came after Apollo, should be ready in time to put this Skylab in a higher orbit. But then it seems that solar activity was very high. This influenced the atmosphere of Earth, and this was more and more attracting Skylab, and shuttle was delayed. First shuttle was launched in 81, and in 79, Skylab fall down on Earth, attracted by Earth's gravity. And it did, you know, when these objects are coming through the atmosphere, usually they are burned. But Skylab was so huge that some of the pieces, and this is the largest fragment which was found in Australia, came down to Earth. And this was in July 79, the end of Skylab. Unfortunately, because it was one of the nicest space stations. But at the same time, also, the Soviet Union, called at that time, not yet Russia, they had a manned space station called Salyut 1 to 6 between 71 in the same time and 82. They were mostly for military missions, except Salyut 6, but there were a lot of failures. Some came down very fast, or they could not dock. But then the first real and good space station of the Soviet Union was Salyut 7 in orbit 82 to 91. And this is Salyut 7. And here you see the spaceship Soyuz docked to it. Soyuz is the spaceship which brought the crew to the space station. There was crew on board from 82 to 86 during 4 years, total 26 cosmonauts, for a total of 816 days. So they stayed really long. And they also made the first studies what happens to humans when they are for a long time in space. Here, the cosmonauts on Salyut 7, they did a lot of experiments. And so from February to October 84, they did medical experiments. These were the cosmonauts at that time at the space, at this station. But you see, it's all very narrow. They do not have that much space as they had in Skylab. Skylab, they had a lot of room. And in 85, there was an accident, in a way. They had to repair Salyut. You see, they are in winter clothes and everything. What happened? The solar panels were no more in the correct position to the sun, so the station lost power. Everything inside was freezing. So still a crew could dock to the station, and they could put the solar panel in the correct position and repower station, and then it was again working. But they really had some hard times. Then NASA was building the space shuttle. Maybe you have heard it. It's a reusable launch system and orbital spacecraft at the same time, operated by NASA, as I told you, for human spaceflight missions. And space shuttle will have 135 launches between 1981 and 2011. There are now two space shuttle missing, which will go to space station. As I told you, space shuttle is launched as a rocket from Kennedy Space Center, and it lands as an airplane either on Kennedy Space Center, or if weather conditions are bad, on the other side, in California. But if it lands in California, they have to bring it back to Kennedy Space Center. So they always piggybacked it on a jumbo. That's how Space Shuttle came back to Kennedy Space Center, because there is assembly hall and everything. As I told you, Space Shuttle now also, it's an old system, by the way. It will be retired, I think, in April. Space Shuttle was not only for doing research, it also brought in space satellite, and now, during the last years, all elements of the space station. But as I want to show you which platforms we could use, Europe built a space lab, a laboratory for space research. This is this. And it was put into the cargo bay of the space shuttle. Here you see the open cargo bay and you see space lab. This is the tunnel from the crew department in the space shuttle going into space lab. And Space Lab had all kinds of facility. They could be changed from one flight to the other according to the requirements of scientists. This was only for research. Biology, physiology, experimental physics, material science, all these kinds, microgravity research. But unfortunately, also Space Lab is now in the museum since many years. We liked it a lot, but there were 22 flights from 83 to 98. But it was a good, let's say, working horse. You see a few pictures how they could work in Space Lab. You see there was installed a lot of racks, as I told you, following the requirements of the scientists. And maybe this was an incubator, now I can. This for sure was a glove box where you could handle things. Also, this is a sterile workbench. I don't know what she did here, maybe with some plants. But they had all kinds of facilities, and this was changed from flight to flight. They are racks. which they could take out and put in. We also see here, this was for one of our experiments, Spacelab SLS-1. Spacelab was then also used by, even if it was a European facility, it went to the NASA, but it's now back in the museum in Bremen. Here they did the blood draw. You see, she had to give blood. It's the same method as you do on Earth. This is Millie Hughes Fulford. She did our experiment. Later she was a colleague, co-experimenter. So they took blood in space. Was possible, or is still possible. Then NASA had another facility. It was not NASA. It was a commercial one called SpaceSat, a single module, let's say like a box. This is the single module, or it could be double, where they also put in different racks according to the requirements of the single experiments. This was flying from 1993 onwards. But now it's also no more used because the shuttle is now really only used for space station. Transport of crew material, but no research. And as I told you, this was commercial, means by an external company. SpaceSat was more or less the same as SpaceLab. They also had racks in it. But you see also here, it's quite narrow. They could not have lots of. This is a special facility, which I will just go to explain you for biological facilities. You see here very nicely the glove box, an open incubator in space. But also the Russians then, after Salyut, they had another space station. This was the famous Mir. Maybe you have heard of it. It was quite a huge space station with a lot of solar panels. Was in space for 86 to 2001. And they had two spaceships going to the Mir. That was the Soyuz with the crew and the Progress when they only had material to bring to the station. But there was a period where also the American with their shuttle went to the Mir station, because the Americans, they not yet had the International Space Station, so they had an agreement. And you see here the shuttle Atlantis docked to Mir. That was in April 95. And this picture was taken from the Soyuz, which usually was docked on this side, I guess. Soyuz docked, made a tour around, made a picture, and went again to the space station. And this, then they had this nice picture. There were seven space shuttle missions to Mir between 1994 to 1998. NASA, the object of NASA for this mission was specially to get American astronauts on a space station where they could live for longer times, to get experience on what happens on the human body during this long time stay in space station. But in the same time, when this shuttle were going to Mir, scientists were able to do experiments. For instance, there were space hub or some other facilities in the cargo bay. So also scientists had some use. The experiment was never done in the Mir. It was always in space shuttle by the crew of space shuttle, docked to the Mir. That was on board Mir space station. It looks as there is a little bit more space, but it's always more or less the same. Also here, they had a blood draw. And here, finally, they had some meal. They also have to live, not only to work. It means to eat, to sleep, and everything. So they also had free time, of course. Sleeping, that was a special box in a sleeping bag or something like this. They always had to fix them because otherwise they float. And the astronauts were telling us, if they float, It's hard to sleep. They have to be with their body on a surface. But if they do not fix themselves, they float. So they had a special sleeping bag, for instance, in Space Lab, where they really could fix. And also there's an American on me, a US astronaut. He fixed himself, and he even had a window to look out. But they also have free time. So there was a cosmonaut playing the guitar. Or they had a piece of art that was done by somebody living in Switzerland, which created this piece of art and managed in a way to bring this with the Russian cosmonaut to space station. This was called the Cosmic Dancer. So now, this was history. What we had before, some very nice things, all gone. Now, what we have now, today. Today, we have space station. And this is a picture, I'm not sure, it's not yet completely totally, but most of the things are attached to it. And as it says, it's the International Space Station called ISS. The partners are the United States, Russia, the member states of the European Space Agency, Japan, and Canada. They all have contributed several bits and pieces and parts to this space station. This is how it looks when it's disassembled. I think the core part is, I don't know now. Okay, but more or less the colors, I will not explain all the details. United States has delivered the yellow part, but I have seen also some parts which I know they have been constructed in Europe, but they then went to NASA, so they count as United States. It doesn't matter, important is we have this space station. Then Russia, then Europe with a small part, Italy with another part, this is Japan, okay. And all these pieces had to be brought up in space, one by one, with the space shuttle or with the Soyuz, and still is not completely finished. I show you here some pictures how it looked. The assembly of space station went on from 1998, and it will be finished this year, hopefully. This was the first unit. This was part of the Russian Mir station, but only a small part. Then in 2000, you see it's already larger. 2002, it has grown again. 2006, 2008. 2010, more or less, yesterday, it looked like this. And as Augusto told you, there is an internet, a website, which tells you when you can see space station. Tells you on every place of the Earth, I guess. And at least for Europe, and Augusto has seen for Beijing. And it is like a huge, brilliant star, which you can see moving over your head. Okay, now, how we come to this space station? Transportation of crew and material. Still, space shuttle, this was the main, launched on a rocket. And the Russians with their Soyuz. This is Soyuz, launched from Baikonur. These are the two main carriers and deliverers to space station, crew and material, so far. Then we have some unmanned vehicles which transport material. First there was Progress all the time, the Russian. But now Europe also has the so-called automatic transport vehicle, which is launched from Kourou with an Ariane rocket. And very new, also Japan has a vehicle, the Japanese transfer vehicle, which is now also, it has been launched to space station. I think at the moment There's the shuttle there. There is, I know, ETV, these two are there. Maybe there's a Progress, I'm not sure. And there is always a Soyuz docked to the space station. Also, if not just brought by a crew. No, it has brought the crew, but this is always docked to space station. This is, if something happens, this is the escape vehicle for the crew on board. But now, I think there are 6 people now, even more, because there is a shuttle dock to it. Okay, you see here some sequences. I found this on a website launch from January to December, all launches to space station 2011. In January, we had, you see the color, the Japanese logistic and resupply. It was the second launch, but the first launch didn't dock. That was just for to try out. But the first launch of the Japanese and dock to the space station. Then we had the Russian Progress. It was in January. And February, I think this was then delayed a few days, we had Discovery. Of course, with Discovery was always crew on board, and also they brought some of the modules. This was only resupply. Then we had the European automatic transport vehicle launched by Ariane, also supply material. We will have another shuttle in April, which brings another part to space station, of course also with crew. And in end of June, we will have Atlantis, which will bring the multipurpose logistic module, and this will be the very last shuttle flight. Then shuttle are going into the museum. And in December then, we have a rocket which will launch a module which then fly to the space station. Okay, a few pictures on board space station. We have different modules. We have a European module, we have a Russian module, we have a Destiny, a US module, we have a Japanese module. So they can move in different modules. If they do not like to see each other, they just go in the other module. Maybe they have shuttle attached, docked to it. They have a Soyuz docked to it, so they can move. A few pictures. This is a German astronaut, but you see also here it's quite tight. This is in the Russian part. They always have more room. This is a Russian cosmonaut, and you see him. He is carrying a whole rack. It's quite heavy. I do not think he would carry this on Earth. He can do this because we are in weightlessness. This is an American astronaut. And this one is laughing. But, of course, that's no work to carry it like that. In weightlessness.